I'm Ashley Negron with the Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General, speaking with Erica Hauck, a project manager in our Office of Program Evaluation. Today, we'll be discussing needed improvements in EPA's efforts to address methane emissions from natural gas distribution pipelines. As stated in President Obama's Climate Action Plan, curbing methane emissions is critical to America's overall effort to address global climate change. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas with a global warming potential 25 times that of carbon dioxide. In 2012, the EPA reported that methane leaks from pipelines in the natural gas distribution sector accounted for more than 13 million metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent emissions. These leaks are comprised of natural gas product, which is almost 100% methane, and account for more than 10% of total methane emissions from natural gas systems. Erica, what was the team trying to determine in this evaluation?
We conducted this evaluation to determine what actions the EPA has taken to reduce methane emissions from leaking pipelines in the natural gas distribution sector.
What did your team find?
First, the EPA does not currently regulate methane emissions from distribution pipelines under the Clean Air Act. With the EPA issued two revised standards for the natural gas industry in 2012, it stated that it, quote, intends to continue to evaluate the appropriateness of regulating methane with an eye toward taking additional steps if appropriate, end quote. However, the EPA has not made a decision about regulating methane. In addition to the air pollution impact of these leaks, we estimate an economic loss of more than $192 million worth of natural gas due to distribution pipeline leaks in 2011 alone, a cost borne by consumers. Additionally, the EPA has not partnered with the Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, which regulates pipeline safety, to control methane leaks. Nor has the EPA developed a strategy to address barriers that inhibit the mitigation of methane leaks in the natural gas distribution sector. Leaks are caused by disturbances resulting from earth movement, the breakdown of joints, corrosion of unprotected steel pipelines, and the degrading of iron pipelines over time. Leaks are most likely to occur from older pipelines made of cast iron and unprotected steel.
What else did the team find?
We also found that the EPA does have a voluntary program to address methane leaks, named Natural Gas Star, but its efforts through this program have resulted in limited reductions of methane emissions from distribution pipelines. This is due largely to financial and policy barriers, including disincentives for distribution companies to repair non-hazardous leaks. Finally, we found that uncertainties in EPA's emission factors for the natural gas distribution sector raised questions about the accuracy of the methane emissions reported. In our view, effective methane reduction strategies may be difficult to develop without better estimates of methane emissions for this sector.
What recommendations did the Office of Inspector General make to the agency?
We made five recommendations to EPA's Assistant Administrator for Air and Radiation, which are: 1. Work with the Department of Transportation to address methane emissions from the natural gas distribution sector as a safety and environmental issue as part of the agency's efforts to carry out the 2013 Climate Action Plan and associated 2014 Interagency Methane Strategy. 2. Develop and implement a strategy to address the financial and policy barriers to repairing methane leaks from distribution pipelines. 3. Establish annual performance goals for reducing methane emissions from distribution pipelines through the EPA's voluntary programs and report annually the agency's progress in meeting these goals. 4. Assess annually whether the above annual performance goals are being met, and if not, determine whether changes or modifications in voluntary programs and other options available to the EPA are needed, including whether regulating methane emissions from the distribution sector would be appropriate under the Clean Air Act. And finally, 5, review data from existing and ongoing studies to determine whether the data can be used to verify and/or update existing emission factors. If not, the EPA should proactively identify opportunities to work with the research community to obtain the needed data.
Thank you so much, Erica, for sharing the results of this important evaluation on methane emissions. For more information about this report and other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. Be sure to follow us on Twitter @EPAOIG.